This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited today. Our guest, Jackie Ryan. He is AK Blackjack, right? Born in Brooklyn, New York, a baseball entertainer, motivational speaker, member of the world-famous Harlem Wizards for over 24 years. He's performed all over the world. He's got some really cool credits here. Inducted into his into the High School Hall of Fame there, John Jay High School, which is very cool. That would be awesome to have. He's considered one of the greatest playground ballers of all time. Complex.com, Slam Magazine, some of the greatest street baller players of all time. Jackie, thanks so much for spending a few minutes today.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Talk to me about getting to that rock bottom moment and then what happened next.
So, you know, like I said, I wanted to be the king of the park and I did that. But now I'm in my mid-30s. My mom's helping me pay the rent. At one point, my brothers and sisters got together and said, "Mom, you can't help him pay the rent. You got to let him go." And there was just no light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, I remember thinking like, well, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I have no skills. How am I going to get a job? How am I going to do this? When I did work, you know, I was a painter for a while. And when I worked, I made money. When I didn't work, I didn't make any money. I didn't have a bank account. I didn't have a credit card. I didn't have a license. I remember an old girlfriend told me like, "You're a non-person. You don't even exist."
Wow.
So that, you know, it spiraled down for a long time. And then that one New Year's Eve where I went to my friend's bar where he was bartending, and I knew all I had to do was put $10 down and I could drink whatever I want. So, you know, I'm there for a few hours and midnight comes around and everybody's happy and hugging and kissing and cheering, and my friend's busy taking care of all his customers and all that. And it just hit me, man. I'm like, I'm out of here. So I cried all the way to the train station. I cried on the train. I tried to hide so nobody would see me. I got off the train. I cried two blocks to my apartment, and that's when I called my sister and said, "You know what? I want out, man. I hate this shit. I want out." And she said, "What are you talking about? You got to call Father Fonte." Father Fonte was a guy in our neighborhood. He married my sister, and I went to school with his brother, Jimmy. So she gave me the number, and I called Father Fonte, and I think you saw this on Netflix, where I called him and left a message, "Call me ASAP, it's Jackie Ryan," and he never called. You'll be
That's not a great sign, is it? Yeah, give me a sign, and no callback, yeah.
Right, so yeah. That was, you know, January 1st, so 5 months later, I'm at a Pro-Am tournament, spinning the basketball on my thumb, and the guy that brought me down there, Gary, said, "Jesus, Jackie, how do you do that?" I said, "Oh, that's nothing, watch this." He goes, "I can get you a tryout with the Harlem Wizards." And I went, "I'm white." And he goes, "No, the way you handle the ball and play basketball, I'll get you a tryout." So one thing led to another. And I became a Harlem Wizard. I was invited to one event. The second event was out right outside Grand Central at Modell's. And the owner, Todd Davis, was there. And he saw what I did. And he said, "Yes." So what if Gary didn't see me spin the basketball on my finger? What if, you know, I didn't get the tryout? What if Todd Davis said no? It wouldn't be pretty.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you to get your thoughts on the show, get your feedback on your favorite guests. Connect with me on LinkedIn right now. Send me a quick message. I look forward to talking to you.